You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord, men, women of God. We just thank God for you today. Thank God for life, health, and strength, the active use of our limbs. We just thank God for WWBC, WJFP, all of those W's. We thank God. We thank God for Pastor Paul and the wonderful radio station that's located on 520 in COCO. Praise the Lord. I have a special, awesome guest here today. I want to thank God also for everyone that's supporting the radio broadcast. Thank God for Justin of Justin Tinting. Maybe I'll throw his telephone number out there at the end of the broadcast, and we thank God for him. Praise the Lord. But I have a special guest today, and we got a great topic. We're going to be talking about family. Amen. Marriages and family, and a lot of families, a lot of marriages that are going through at this time. We can't turn a blind eye and not even say that what's going on even in the economy is also affecting God's people. And so we want to talk about family, talk about marriages today. But before we get into that topic, praise God, I want the man of God, you all know me, I'm just Thomas, amen. But let's see, we want to introduce Bishop Daniel, amen, and we want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and give your wonderful wife a shout out. As a matter of fact, I want to give a shout out to Pastor Teresa Robinson, my beautiful wife of 32 years. We've been hanging in there 32 years. I love her. She's my boo. I'm going to say that again. Yes, I said it. I know somebody say, did he say that? Yes, she's my boo. Hallelujah. So I thank God for it. All right, go ahead, man. God, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we're going to get started.
Well, first of all, I praise God and thank God for allowing us to be here on today. Amen. This is an awesome day in the Lord. I am Bishop Dr. Michael E. Daniels here in the studio with my good friend. See, we call each other first name off all the...
You gotta dress it up for the radio.
Yeah, we have to do protocol for the radio. But I've been knowing this wonderful man of God for many years. We've shared in ministry. We've just been good friends, like you're supposed to be in ministry. Amen. And he said he wanted to make a shout out to his boo. Then I guess I'm going to be in real trouble because I'm going to call mine my rim. And elect Lady Virgie Daniels. I am the diocesan bishop for the Shield of Faith for the state, the Sunshine State of Florida. We're based in Melbourne, Florida. So you continue to pray for all that whole, this whole state endeavor. Wonderful pastors in Orlando and around. So we thank God for that and just being here this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Let's pray. As a matter of fact, we usually pray when Pastor Paul is here, but we forgot to pray. And so we're going to pray and we're going to read some scripture, and then we're going to go ahead and jump right into the word. And so, Father, we give you thanks on this morning. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you, God, for enlightening the eyes of not only our understanding, but your listening audience, God. We thank you for opening up our spiritual comprehension on yes. this morning. We speak to the spiritual comprehension even of your people. Be open in the mighty name of Jesus yes, Christ. Hallelujah. That our ears would be open in the mighty name of Jesus. That yes. we would have ears to hear. Hallelujah. That our discernment would be sharpened. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And God bless your people. Make your face to shine upon your people and be gracious unto your people on this morning.
Yes.
Lift up your countenance upon your people and give your people peace and rest. We pray that your joy would be your people's strength, oh God. Let there be a release of strength
yes,
even
yes.
now in your people, inner man.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Rabba. Praise
Hallelujah.
God and amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Praise God. Let's, man of God, I think I'm going to read. I was scrolling through my Bible. I think I'm going to start with Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 9. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 9. The Bible says, "Thou hast ravished. Some of your Bibles may say captivated my heart. My sister, my spouse, thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes." Now, you know, that got to be a good-looking eye, right? with one of the chain of thy neck. You know, one of the things, man of God, that I love about, marriage, even my marriage, is that when I first initially, met my wife, probably like a whole lot of us, we met our spouses, whether male or, whether you're a male and you met your spouse, or whether you're female and you met your spouse, a lot of us, we couldn't, take our eyes off of them. Praise the Lord. We just wanted to be near them,
yes,
around them.
Yes.
Our hearts were captivated. Come on, our hearts were ravished. We were in love. Recently, I remember not too long ago, I had someone that I was talking to, and they were talking to their spouse on the telephone,
mm-hmm.
and I was glad to hear that they were still communicating, even after a divorce.
Yes.
And the person said, "Yes, I still love him. I still love him."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, I could have told you that a year ago, but you didn't have the capacity or the room to hear."
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you didn't have the capacity or the room to receive it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what has happened, man of God, is that our hearts have grown stony. The Bible is real when it says, hey, don't go to bed mad at one another. Don't go to bed mad
Absolutely.
At one another. And so a lot of times we go to bed angry. We don't forgive. Come on. And Jesus said people divorce because of hardness of
mm-hmm,
heart,
mm-hmm.
or because a good word to put in there would be pride.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. In other words, that soft, pliable heart has been covered up with stoniness, hurt, pain, and you still love the person. You just done forgot that you love the person because all you can see before you is all the things that have occurred
mm-hmm.
in that relationship
mm-hmm.
or in that marriage. Come on. And there's a lot of unforgiveness in there. There's a lot of anger, resentment, bitterness. Oh, glory to God. And so sometimes people don't have the capacity, even when we are talking to them
sure.
or trying
Absolutely.
To minister to them, they don't have. And what I mean by capacity, it's like a glass that's full.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. In other words, there are things that need to be poured out
mm-hmm.
before you can pour something
yeah.
new into it. Now,
mm-hmm.
go ahead, Bishop. You might want to have something to throw up in there.
Well, first of all, I thank God for this subject, because this is not always an easy subject to talk about. Because now you have a whole lot of things going on. You got emotions.
Yes.
You got individuality.
Yes. Say that again.
And you've gotten two people
mm-hmm.
with two sets of ideas
yes.
in their mind
yes.
that's trying to merge two ideas together.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh,
and
that's good.
Many times, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But when you realize you're willing to give in
mm-hmm.
to the other person's desires,
right, right.
then, you know, God had already told you, I will give you the desires mm-hmm. of your heart. That's whatever you have in your spirit. Lord, I want this. Mm-hmm. But how many of us, I'll say us, mm-hmm. that really want the desires for our spouse?
Right.
To the point where, whenever, you know, like the old Coming to America, whenever, what do you like? Yeah. Whenever you like. You know, when do we get to that point mm-hmm. that it's all about understanding that marriage has to be, you have to be more in love with marriage than being right.
Right. That's good.
Because what happens when you're in love with marriage mm-hmm. to that individual person and to make their desires come to fruition, you're constantly mm-hmm. pleasing one another. Mm-hmm. This is why Solomon can talk like he talked mm-hmm. because of the love that he had for the Shunammite woman, or this prince, this queen of a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, and Samson had the same issue. And not only that, Adam had the same issue. Mm-hmm. That I'm going to please my wife.
Yeah.
I'm going to please yeah. my And can I say this without getting in trouble?
It depends on the audience.
That when we are committed in covenant, mm-hmm. that it knocks out the boyfriend rule. Mm-hmm. And in the common law rule, because now we're dealing with covenant in God's eyes and
yeah.
God's sight, where those things coming together is, how do I please my spouse mm-hmm. in the eyes of the Lord? Mm-hmm. And that makes a total difference.
Yeah.
Because now you just can't, as you say, you just can't have your way anymore.
Yeah. And you know, and that's what I believe also, Bishop, is that a lot of us try to control. You said something. You said we come together
mm-hmm.
with two people with their ideals of marriage.
Yeah.
And this is why counseling
mm-hmm.
is so important.
Absolutely.
You know, when you look in the Bible says that, I believe it says that it was the third day that Christ was invited to the wedding feast.
Mm-hmm.
That's John chapter 2. John chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 2. Oh, glory to God. Let's see. Yes, that's it. The Bible says in the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. You know, when people are thinking about getting married, you know, especially Christian people, I don't know why we don't think that we don't need to get the church involved. Mary is a picture of the church. You know, every woman in the Bible can be symbolic or figurative of the church. Now, you say there are some bad women in the Bible where there are some bad churches, but we see that Mary, or the church, who's a picture of the church, was invited. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And then the Bible also goes on to say that Jesus was invited, and also his disciples. Oh,
mm-hmm.
glory to God. Because, you know, we always say it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it takes a village to help, you know, help a marriage make it. And so we need structure even in our marriage.
Yes.
We need people around us. We need mentors. I was a lady the other day, a pastor's wife, and I kind of overheard her talking, and she was saying, I don't want to be, you know, I just want to be left alone. I don't want to be bothered. You know, just leave me alone. I don't want to. And I said, you know, you got too much wisdom and knowledge in you to go to the grave
yeah.
With all of that wisdom and knowledge. and you need to mentor. Come on, you need to be mindful of mentoring people, sharing that wisdom and knowledge, even of your marriage. I mean, even of your marriage and how you went through and help them. And so, because that's the problem, Bishop, a lot of times we have all of this knowledge and we don't want to mentor people. And then sometimes we're turning to the wrong people. Mm-hmm. There was a deacon in the church that I was attending at one time in my life. And there was a person going through in their marriage. And he told the person, he advised the person to beat his wife. And I was like, no, you can't. I mean, he was old school, all the way to old school, you know.
You mean like Hoffman, right?
Yeah, Hoffman.
You told him.
And so I was like, but we see a picture of Mary being invited, and also of Christ. The Bible says a three-strand cord is not easily broken. I realize that it's not just me and my wife, but it's me, it's Jesus, me and my wife.
Absolutely.
And it makes it hard for the enemy to destroy that. And I just want to say this last thing, and I'm gonna let Bishop jump back in here. But there needs to be counseling. You know, when you're talking about a covenant, and Bishop mentioned a covenant.
Yes.
When you're talking about a covenant, covenants are cut. Come on, they cut deal. You cut. It's like cutting a deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to sign up, say you want a car. You sign an agreement or a covenant agreement saying that I will do this if you do that, you know. And so the bank purchases the car and you're allowed to drive it off the bank, but you cut a deal. You cut. Well, guess what? How come we're afraid to sit down and talk about things? Come on. Oh, glory to God. And agree on things before we come into a covenant agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. You know, if the one of the spouses start coming in 3 o'clock at night, you can say, hey, we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about this at the beginning of the marriage.
Absolutely.
I noticed you had a tendency of hanging out late with your buddies or with your girlfriends. And so, you know, because, you know, we talked about this, that you would show me respect. You need to honor your covenant that you agree to. Go ahead, Bishop.
First things first. If you're in a covenant, the first thing we must understand, in this covenant, are we going to do it according to the word of the Lord?
All right, all right.
Because Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, you brought that word up. The people fall.
Oh, that's good.
Where there is no counseling, people fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Yes.
And it's not so much that you gotta tell everybody your business. You made mention of those that have the wisdom, the fortitude. I've been down that road before. Let me help you out. But you have to be willing to listen.
Right.
Because if you already think you know it all.
Yes, yes.
And if you already have concluded in your mind a final decision.
Right, right.
What's the use of talking to counselor?
That is so true.
Because you already formulated in your mind doing one of my...
In other words, it's going to be this way. You already got it made up in your mind before you get... It's going to be done my way.
Absolutely.
If not, it's the highway.
Yeah, absolutely.
How you come into a covenant agreement or a marriage thinking that way, you know, especially when you got two people thinking that way? But go ahead.
When I used to... There's 2 points I want to make to that. When I used to work in the insurance business many moons ago, when someone would sign the contract, it was called a unilateral contract.
Mm-hmm.
And what that mean was that one word meant was it's one-sided.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it was one-sided for the company.
Hmm.
You had to live long enough to validate your side in order for the company to pay.
Hmm.
Because number one, you're under a 2-year contestability period.
Hmm.
Meaning that if anything happens, we really don't have to do anything for you. Wow. Because it's unilateral. Wow. People who go into these marriages literally come in. Now, there are those that say, you know what, I'm going to give it my all. Mm-hmm. And I applaud them. Mm-hmm. But for those who come in with predetermined mindsets of the point is, and some of them, and say, well, you know, all I want is a baby daddy. Mm-hmm. Don't mean I'm going to do anything. It just means that, hey, I got somebody to help raise all of these boys. Wrong attitude from the jump. Or, well, you know, my mama won't want some grandchildren. Wrong attitude. First of all, if it's a covenant with that three-band cord, in the beginning, that's all that should matter. Jesus. And there is an order, and you got to deal with order, because it makes no difference. Can I go here? If she makes $1 million, it makes no difference in the eyes of the Lord.
Right.
There has to be order.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you're bullying one another. It's sitting down, talking, those five love languages. That bring peace in a marriage. That you're trying to bond together. You're trying to bring things together. Because remember now, I was my own man. You were your own woman. Now either we're going to do this together or not. And it's always easy to do the option of I'm out of here.
And we see a lot. We see a lot of that. We see a lot of that. And I'm looking like we're getting short on the time.
But we
see a lot of that because guess what? All you're doing is saying I can't have my way, so I'm out of here. And a lot of times, okay, I'm gonna do it like you said. Can I go there? A lot of stuff that's going on in our homes and marriages is low-level witchcraft. Okay,
talk about it.
All right, because witchcraft is all about trying to control you. In other words, that's what witches do. They try to control you with spells and hex and little things that they say and little trinkets and all of these things. And so what we do, praise God, no, we're not making up any potions or anything like this. But what we do in marriage is that we try to control the other spouse. Come on. Some of you all got a controlling spirit. Some of you got jealousy issues and it spills over into control because you're overly jealous, you're insecure, you look into yourself and you say, I don't feel like I'm enough for this person, and then you try to control them. You have cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. And so we have to get over that, and this is where the counseling comes in.
Yes, absolutely.
Where, you know, strong godly people, because one of the first things you need to do is invite Christ into the marriage, glory to God, and then invite the church in to help. And let me say this here also, the Bible, you know, because the bishop brought up about what the Word of God has to say, you know, as a matter of fact, as far as, you know, submitting one to another, he was kind of hitting around that. And let me say this here, the order, the structure. And what I love about this is that it starts off by saying, submit ye one to another. Then it says, wives, submit to your husbands, and husbands, submit to your wife. But submit ye one. You know, me and my wife, you know, because some women, when I've seen literally on videos with women where they go to make the vow and they say, you know, do you vow to submit? And women won't, there's some women that say, I'm not going to do that. They won't even say it. You know, and that's a good place to walk away from the from the altar. Come on, because you know you're definitely headed for a hard time. But I remember one day telling my wife, I said, you know what, because we weren't getting along, and I said, let's just submit to the Word. I say, don't, I'm not even asking you to submit to me, submit to the Word. and I'm going to submit to the word. In other words, submit to what God has to say. And in submitting to what God has to say, we will submit one to another automatically. Oh, that's powerful there. I can hear the amens. I can hear the wows. I can see people's eyes popping open because of the revelation. That's right. I'm going to say it one more time. When you submit to God's word, don't even look at it as I'm submitting to my spouse. Just look at it as, guess what? I'm submitting to God. And in submitting to God, come on, I'll automatically submit to you. Now, we only got a few minutes left, and I'm going to let Bishop make this final statement and then pray us out. Oh, glory to God. I'll come with the final announcements. And so go ahead, Bishop.
Let me say this, and in my short time, this is a bombshell right here. That what happens when you talked about the word submit is that it's hard for sometimes women to submit to a man. And they can't submit to the word because they're looking at Christ as a man. And because Christ in the masculinity of who he is and what he is, even though the humanity side of him, he's still a man. And because I'm not going to submit to that man, brothers, you already know she ain't going to submit to you. Because it's the mindset of submitting or saying that word in a covenant. Now, there are women who will. And let me, on the defense of women, there have been brothers who've taken advantage of that.
Right, right.
But either way, it's wrong.
Right.
And the scripture says, and let me read this, Proverbs 11:16, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. When you got them working together, a man that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And obtain, don't forget this, favor from the Lord. I'm going to turn it back in the hands of my friend.
So, Father, we thank you. And we're definitely not preaching a one-sided gospel. This thing is about as balanced as can be. Praise the Lord. Now, we're just sharing to you what the Bible has to say. Come on. And can I tell you something? It'll make your relationship, it'll make your marriage better. And we're going to go deeper into it. We got, as a matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and close out, but we coming right back on the air. So tune in tomorrow. And those that are listening by Facebook, just go ahead and stay on. We're going to do a double today. All right. Father, we thank you. Bless your
people.
God. Bless every marriage under the sound of our voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC, Coco.